It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lynn Howerton.
Good morning. Our guest today is Dr. Andrew Klein, professor of media, journalism, and film at Missouri State University. Dr. Klein will discuss the relevance of the newspaper in a digital world. Newspaper circulation is at its lowest level since 1940, the first year circulation records were kept. 1 in 5 U.S. adults get their news from the web. With that in mind, Dr. Klein, as a former journalist, are newspapers still relevant in a digital age?
Well, as a medium, newspapers are in trouble. The news organizations that produce them don't have to be in trouble, but the medium itself is. And there's a number of ways to think about that. First is just the sustainability issue. It takes a massive amount of resources and energy to print a newspaper. And we have arrived in an era of resource limits, and so I'm not sure how much longer we can keep putting, you know, oil on dead trees. Or the electric that takes to drive big, labor-intensive machines. So you've got that problem. But the bigger problem actually stems from something that a scholar by the name of Michael Schudzin identified in the late 90s in a book he wrote called The Good Citizen. Dr. Schudzin studied kind of the intersection between journalism and citizenship. He's a sociologist. And in his book, The Good Citizen, he talks towards the end of the book about this era that we have arrived in of a particular type of citizenship that he calls monitorial. And what he meant by that was that people today monitor the news as a way of expressing citizenship. In other words, you pick up a newspaper and you do what we all have done for a very long time, which is you don't read it cover to cover. Nobody does that. What we've always done is monitor the news. We pick up a newspaper, we read headlines, we look at pictures, maybe we catch leads. We monitor for the things we're very interested in. And then sometimes we learn about things that we should be interested in. And so this is kind of the way that we use newspapers. Everybody does it this way. Well, as it turns out, monitoring the news on phones and tablets is just far more efficient than monitoring with newsprint. Then you add the fact that the millennial generation, our largest generation, grew up expecting to talk back to media, something baby boomers like me never expected. The conversation of the media was always one way. You listened to the radio, you watched the television, you read the newspaper, but you couldn't talk back to it. Well, these millennials have grown up being able to talk back. They can be media themselves. They can blog. They can post things on social media. They have a completely different mindset. They're not going to sit there and look at a newspaper, old technology, you know, oil on dead trees. They can't click it. They can't scroll it. It doesn't have audio. It doesn't have video. It doesn't have all the sources. So newspapers are kind of doomed.
You may have already answered this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Then do you believe that the newspaper is going through an evolution, or is this an extinction event that we're looking at?
I think there will always be some print. I don't think the New York Times is going anywhere anytime soon. I don't think the Washington Post is going anywhere anytime soon. And I think there are a lot of little weeklies and little dailies and tiny little communities that aren't going anywhere anytime soon. I think it's the middle that we're going to lose. In fact, we already are in some cities in the United States.
But it's true that the Washington Post and the New York Times both have a really strong digital presence.
Right, correct. Because you have to. There's no choice in that today. There's absolutely no choice.
I'd like to ask you a question. It's off to the side, but still with regards to newspapers. Why do you think the roles of news reporters are becoming in this digital age?
Journalists shouldn't necessarily be doing a whole lot differently. The fundamentals of journalism remain the same. Journalists have to be custodians of facts, and they have to operate with a discipline of verification. So kind of the essentials of journalism. What are the facts? And you've checked those facts out, right? Without that, you're not necessarily practicing journalism. That doesn't change. Now, sure, there's a lot of things you can do digitally that you can't do in print because print is space-bound. And in apps that basically run, you know, on the internet, you have unlimited time and space. Newspaper journalists still do fantastic work. And in fact, much of what we see online comes from newspaper journalists doing the fantastic job that they do.
Thank you, Dr. Klein, for being on the program today. Our guest has been Dr. Andrew Klein, professor of media, journalism, and film at Missouri State University. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.